Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. As a matter of fact, I'm anxious to talk business. You know, the Thanksgiving holiday has come and gone. Well, all of our turkey is gone. We ate it all. We ate the leftovers. We'll have to look forward to the next holiday season, Christmas or New Year's, and make another one. It was quite good. And Evelyn also makes a turkey soup out of what's left from the turkey, and you can't imagine how that's good. I'm not sure a lot of people are familiar with turkey soup, but it's really good. So now it's time to get back in action. It's time to get back into work. It's time to start thinking about our business. It's time to think about what we need to do. I know it was the holiday, and I know we've got more holidays coming up, and it won't be too many more days before we're into Christmas and New Year's, but we really, really, really need to get at it. And we need to start thinking about our expectations of other people. What do we think about when we think about our employees, our coworkers? What are our expectations for them? Pull out those job descriptions. What are those job descriptions saying? Are they realistic? Have they been updated? Do you have goals for your people? Do you understand what they need to produce so that you can make a profit? Do they understand what they need to do? Do you understand whether your staff is big enough, whether you need to hire more salespeople or more support people? Do you need to update your things? So many questions. But here comes one that's never asked. How about you? Yes, you. You sitting there, the leader of the company. Have you updated your job description? Have you updated what you do? Have you given any thought to your performance and how you need to improve it? What works, what doesn't work, how you spend your time during the day? You are the master of your universe. You are the person who absolutely makes things happen. You are the leader. You are the person who sets the tone. There's so many different ways we can say it, but it is you. So if you're not doing what you need to do, if you're not thinking through how you can be more productive, if you're not improving your performance, then you absolutely cannot be in a position of being more successful. People will lead, they will follow your lead. If they see that you're not doing it, if they see that you're making demands on them and you are not absolutely performing, well, why should they? You have to run the race. You know, if we're talking about a sporting event or track and field, the best track and field people want to run against the best track and field people, because what happens is it pushes them, it helps them motivate themselves, it helps them run faster. The people who are weak don't want to run against the great competition because they know they're going to get beaten. You are running against great competition. You are running against other business people who want your business, who are out in the marketplace, who are creating what capitalism does, competition. And that's why you need to review what you're doing during the day, your business plan. How do you think of yourself? Then you have to ask people that are close to you, not necessarily your employees, but other people, your family or business associates. What do you think I'm doing that's different? What should I be doing differently? If you make one different change in your business, if you do one thing that's an improvement, it has a great rippling effect. It's like throwing a rock in a pond. The ripples just go out. So take some time, take that blank piece of paper, write yourself a job description, review everyone's job description, and see how they interrelate. How does my job interrelate with other people's jobs? You'll find that when you do that, your business will make more profit, it'll be more in harmony, and you'll have less stress. This is Howard Lewinter, and I always look forward to talking business with you. Let's go. We have another month to the end of the year. It's December 1st. Let's make it happen. Let's get in action.
connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.